it's a rabbit, and it made me think of you or maybe one of your friends, because the rabbit is on a ladder and reaching up, and there's these three words at the top of the cup. One says lists, there's art, and then there's spreadsheets, and there's moo, okay. I didn't see that because it was on the back and I didn't screw around with it. And the rabbit is reaching for art, as if to say, I am going to be an artist. To heck with the spreadsheets.
This is one of my best friends, and she is an artist, but she's also the director of engagement. She lives in Pittsburgh, so she's the director of engagement for an organization called Union Project. And so she is very organized. She loves spreadsheets. And sometimes she'll put our conversations into a spreadsheet and expect me to fill out certain parts, and gets really irritated when I don't. And so she is represented here because she and I have been friends for a long time, and she's one of my friends that I can call up and talk to about a variety of things.
I understand the art, the lists, the spreadsheets, but Moo?
It's the name of her rabbit.
Rabbit is named Moo.
Yes.
That's adorable.
And, you know, I actually really struggled with defining just the right words, because most of my pieces are not so specific that it's about one specific person. I try to make it so it feels a little more universal and different people can relate to the different pieces. But this show, with these work, this is representing a very specific person, and so I had to figure out how I can do this and still not it, so that if you decide to purchase this piece, for example, you wouldn't feel weird about taking this cup home that's about somebody that you don't even know.